the pundit of geopolitical and military strategic news, Tim Alexander. Welcome back, Tim, after all the holidays.
Oh, Tim is the pundit? Wow.
Yeah, you're a pundit. Hopefully you're not like one of the news pundits, though, on the Stewstainment, we call the all of the news channels except for Fox. And in Fox, they have to specialize that Judge Shapiro and Maria Bartiromo and Hannity are the three that I think are awesome. O'Reilly is a bit of a spin master, so although he says it's a no-spin zone, I call it the total spin zone. And Megyn Kelly is, to me, off her rocker. Other than that, I like...
She's a looker, but yeah, she's... Yeah.
She's a manipulator, and she's a narcissistic egomaniac who really is interested in manipulating the news and becoming the news herself, rather than Hannity, who's, to me, the best male there, and the best females are Maria Bartiromo and Judge Pirro. And Judge Pirro's rants at the beginning of her show are awesome. I mean, she gets a double high five. I call it 10. Both hands on the high five, right? So there's a lot of stuff going on. I want to ask you a couple questions, and some of these are tough ones. We have to maintain a choke chain on Donald Trump because he does have what we call political potty mouth, and he's made a couple of moves now that I think have ticked off his base, such as pushing Romney. Now, I'll accept Romney because I'm a forgiving person, but you have to have public repentance. Romney needs to open his yap, and he needs to, although I'm sure he's got lots of skill sets, he needs to publicly repent about all the nasty things he said about Trump before, or even if he doesn't get appointed, so that he continued to be an action in the Republican Party supporting the agenda of Donald Trump. Number two, he needs to, Trump needs to make it very plain. When he puts Mr. Sessions as the Attorney General, he's not going to restrain him or give out a jail card against Hillary Clinton, so you don't have a tier legal system. So he needs to repeat that message so it doesn't get twisted either by his own people or by the media. And the third thing that I think is really good is he's appointing people that are not going to kiss the butt of Mr. Putin, because, to be honest with you, the Russians don't deserve to have their butt kissed. Neither do the Chinese in trade. They are shaking in their boots because Trump is going to make, you know, the master of the deal. So we need to maintain not only prayerful connection with Trump and Pence, but we also need to maintain geopolitical control of these guys, because they're political novices, even if they're well-intentioned, and we got to make damn certain that they don't appoint people that are going to screw up the agenda.
Well, let me tell you, there's something has come out that one of the people Trump is considering, and don't ask me which one because I read it on the run this morning, one of the people that's in consideration for Treasury Secretary wants to end the Fed. Now, baby, that is the whole enchilada right there. That's the foundation stone for this evil empire that the globalists have built in America.
Yeah, well, by the way, you take that sucker away from them, it's over. You're a very good history student, so you understand what the Fed is. Most people don't realize there's a lot of Fed banks, but there's only one bank that's on the board of the Fed, which is foreign. It's actually based in the Netherlands. And the Queen of the Netherlands is actually the chairwoman for the Fed, which is the bank of the Federal Reserve Banks, if you want to call it collective in Europe.
The International Settlement Bank, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. And what happens is that this bank system, only of the six banks that are in the international settlement, the Bank of New York is the only one with, by the way, 45% of the world's gold bullion is in underground vaults underneath in Manhattan with their own private army. So
you realize the Federal Reserve has a federally chartered police force it is not a federal agency. It's no more.
No,
they
just call themselves federal. It's neither federal nor nor reserve.
Or reserve, yeah.
Yeah, neither federal nor reserve.
I look at Donald Trump and a lot of these people he's brought out. I don't get the Romney thing at all.
No,
I have to admit that I don't get that one at all. Now here's an interesting.
Well, let me tell you where I'm going to dig a little deeper for you and throw some stuff out that maybe you may be aware of, but I'm going to tie a few things together. In the 1940s, the Mormon Church made some very bad investments in sugarcane and pineapple farms in Hawaii, and collectively the Mormon Church literally teetered toward bankruptcy. Because they personally found
I know one of the Alexander and Baldwin until recently
Yeah, but anyway.
And the Alexander lady that we call ourselves cousins, her and her husband were on the board of directors. Now they've been quite elderly.
Let me finish this. Those are
kinsmen of mine.
You're chasing a rabbit trail here. I got to tell you. I got to stay
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So here's the point. Guess who rescued them was the Rothschilds and Rockefellers. So yeah, there's a direct tie-in with the Mormon Church and
they've done that with the Catholic Church, too.
Right, I know that. But here's the point, though, is Romney is a big mover and shaker within the Mormon Church. He was a Mormon bishop, but he also is a major player. Most people don't realize, and this is something that may be a little shocking to some people out there, but the Mormon Church, everybody in the Mormon Church that has a Aaronic priesthood is a Mason, everyone. Now, most of them are porch Masons, like in most churches, which includes the United Church in Canada and the Baptist churches in America. And you have to get to pretty high levels before you really become a knower.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And so most people are basically good people that are porch Masons doing good works in their local community. And they really
My father-in-law was a local Mason.
Yeah, well,
he was just a good Christian. Now, I have known 133 degree Mason. He was... old friend of the family, a Jewish fellow, very old. He's dead now, but he was a character, and he was an interesting person to talk to.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I've got.
So the reason why I mentioned that about Romney before I just finish here is that a lot of the people that are affiliated, and it doesn't mean that they're all going to be bad guys. For example, we know Chris Christie has done some things that are tied to globalism. So is Rudy Giuliani, who presided over 9/11.
Yeah.
And must be somewhat aware that it was a demolition and it wasn't a terrorist attack by Saudi Arabians, et cetera, or Israelis.
At the time, Donald Trump himself said there had to have been bombs.
He wants to open up a new investigation, but he didn't want to do it before he got elected. But the fact is, he himself knows that the birth certificate of Barack Obama, in fact, we're going to do a video today after the show, and I'd like to do one with you, Tim, because I now have full production on my live stream. But here's the point. We know that Michelle Obama is a tranny, means she's a transvestite. Jim Fentress actually tracked down the actual information to prove that the two
daughters,
Barack Obama and
Michelle,
are actually adopted, and we actually now have the adoptive parents. We have facts now to fill in the blanks. So Barack Obama is neither an American, and he's not in a normal heterosexual relationship. He's in a relationship with a tranny or transvestite male. And the children that they have are not their own biological children.
I remember
children.
The one photo of the dress, and there was obviously something protruding.
You're talking about the male bulge protruding at the top of the legs.
Yeah, I've never known a woman to have something protrude like that, but let's not go into the details.
I don't think there's an anatomically large enough clitoris to actually
accommodate
that bulge.
You're a doctor, you can say it.
I sometimes say things that are a little obscene, but I get my point across. Anyway, what I want you to do is, I don't want Romney in there, but I will accept Romney if he apologizes. I believe in the idea of repentance. I think all of us are sinners, saved by grace, including, unfortunately, Mormons who've got a pretty bizarre view of who Jesus Christ was, that he was...
Well, they're not really Christians.
No, exactly. So they believe that Jesus was a god on his own planet, on a star system called Kolob, and then he became elevated to become a god because he, did all these various Masonic things, etc.
Doesn't sound Christian to me.
It's not even remotely, but the fact is, they know about Jesus, just like a lot of Christians or Laodicean Christians, they know about Jesus, but they're not Philadelphia Christians.
Well, and even the Muslims consider Jesus to be the second to the last prophet, and of course the last being Muhammad. I don't buy into that either.
Their idea of prophets is completely different than even the biblical version.
Oh, I know. It's an extremely screwed up culture and religion.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to cover something here.
Yeah, go ahead.
On my blog, which I did about 11:30 last night with the day and yesterday's date on it, I made a comment. I'll read it. It's just real short. I have been wondering if several of the retired generals that have been mentioned for senior Trump administration positions are among the rumored group of retired American generals who went to Donald Trump sometime last year to talk him into running for president, saying that he was the last chance to save America from destruction by the globalists. Keep that in mind when you hear about this or that retired general. In Petraeus' case, there are rumors that he, like Lieutenant General Flint, was really forced out for putting America first. And, of course, Petraeus is now being considered for Secretary of State. There's another retired four-star that's being considered for Secretary of Defense. Lieutenant General Flynn is a National Security Advisor.
Right.
They think that the, I think he's four-star general who's was head of NSA, will be made Director of Central Intelligence.
Right.
My guess is, and this is just a guess, that these were some of the generals that went to Trump and told him, you know, we have your back. We will assist you, but this is it. We're going to lose this country. Look at what's happening in Europe. It's going to be a lot worse here. And, you know, Hillary Clinton told Goldman Sachs she wanted wide open borders. Now, I got to tell you, that would have resulted within a year or two of 25 to 50 million people flooding this country.
They're flooding it right now today on a rate of about 50
million. Yeah, but nothing compared to wide open borders.
Oh, yeah,
they would
have
been chartering ships and planes to get rid of their surplus population. And that delightful gentleman from Somalia that rammed his car into a group of people and took out a machete or a knife and started carving up people. Before, thank God, there was a university cop that blew him away. He's a classic example of these delightful military age, I got to watch my language real near, yin-yangs that we get in as so-called refugees.
You know, I'm going to make a bold statement here that actually fits in with General Flynn. General Flynn thinks Islam, period. Just like Dr. Bill Warner, who's a former professor at Tennessee State University, is dangerous. Now, I'm not going to cut and say because you're a doctor, an engineer, whatever, and you're Muslim that you're okay. You're not. Because Islam does not allow criticism even of the so-called peaceful elements, of the more vile elements, which is why 72% of mosques right now, from our own internal documents, even during the Obama administration, agrees that their mosque has been radicalizing people, including Muslims born in America, like Anwar al-Awlaki, who had an engineering degree. These are not marginal people. These are highly educated, highly intelligent, vile, evil Muslim people. Now, it doesn't matter, and it's my view, that although Trump has actually taken a pretty moderate, reasonable position of ultra-vetting. You can't ultra-vet when, in Syria, for example, and in, they stole two printing machines for making passports. So a lot of people coming across the Mexican border had valid-looking passports printed on our printing machines, stolen when the ISIS people managed to take over those towns and cities like Aleppo. So this idea that you have a valid-looking passport, that it's okay, you're coming across, we know damn well different. And Obama doesn't give a damn, neither does Hillary, if it killed a lot of Americans, because she said
ISIS,
privately,
by the way, ISIS has come out and said they claim responsibility
now,
I'm going to roll back
to my own family history. My family, my ancestor was 2,800 years ago, the lineal descendant of Moses that married the daughter of the king of the Medes and took on the name Naima, N-E-I-M-A, which is the Niami tribe of the Medes, and their capital was Isfahan, which is in eastern Iran.
You know, there's
In Isfahan, the Iranians and the Kurds are Caucasian. They're not Arabs, right? And what happens is that the Medians, by the way, the Peshmerga forces are the best, and by the way, the women fight along with the men just as well, fight against ISIS and so on in these areas like Aleppo. What's happening is that in the 11th century, my ancestor was the primary general that fought against the Muslims in the Shuf Mountains around Beirut. And they lived there for thousands of years in a little town called Beshkint, which is just outside the outskirts of Beirut. In Lebanon, and they had not only the Druze militia, but they had all these damn Muslims. And the problem is, Muslims are dangerous. Things settled down over the last three or four centuries, but people have to understand that Islam is dangerous. And right now, the way it's rearing its head, its plan is to take over the world, and it's working along with globalists. Because
and beyond that, you know what I think it is? I think it goes back to Albert Pike's letter.
Oh, absolutely.
In the 1800s. Yeah. The Third World War is designed by the globalists to be a war between what they used to call the Mujahideens, the Muslims and the Christians.
Mujahideen.
And this is why the globalists have pulled all these strings on their politicians in the United States and in Europe to let all these delightful individuals flood and invade.
I think we should have a total ban on Muslim invasion. I think we should immediately take every American Muslim and have them sign documents and proof and monitor their Twitter, phone, fax to make certain that their behavior, including their financial contributions, do not go to Muslim terror organizations. And if they violate any of these tenets, including on social media, they're deported. I don't care what level they are. We need to monitor them.
I don't have a problem with that.
You can't do that. It's not socially correct. Guess what? We're in a war with Islam, and like General Flynn says, Islam is dangerous, which is why they're so freaked out by Flynn.
Well, and Flynn, and I think Petraeus also. I don't believe that the story we got, they fired this four-star general who was head of CIA because his mistress, who was a serving Army officer and had a variety of clearances, that he let her see a couple things, and that's why they fired him. I don't buy that.
No. They trumped it up. They trumped up that story so they could persecute him.
And the reason is, both him and Flynn and some others said, hold it, we're setting ISIS up, we're going to fund ISIS and then lie about it to the public.
Right.
We ought to be killing those SOBs, killing them dead, putting them in the ground, and instead we're going to organize them? No way, Jose. And that's why these generals got fired, and that's why them and others went to Trump and said, look, we're going to lose this country if we don't get somebody in that will stop it. And you're the only one that can do it.
Right.
And that's why Trump ran for president. And thank God we've got some people in the military and in intelligence people that still care about this country.
Right.
They aren't so damn far gone that they could care less.
Well, I think you and I are both suffering from a sprained face syndrome from smiling so hard that Trump and Pence are in there. But we makes me laugh so hard I choke. But the thing is, though, we still have to maintain prayerful protection over them and also restraint to make sure that when people like Romney are brought forward. Romney, I would accept if he repents publicly and does, a major, as they say in the Roman Catholic Church, a mea culpa.
I don't trust him.
I don't trust him either.
You have said this before, and I need to take this more to heart. We should pray for our enemies. We should pray for the Rothschilds. We should pray for the Clintons.
Do you know why you do that, though? I'm going to give you a little twist on it, though, Tim. You pray for them for three things. First, you want God's grace and restoration to bring them, which, by the way, in most cases, they're not going to accept it. Number two, when grace ends, judgment starts. Now, the devil himself tries to say he's a destroyer, which is another lie. The creator and the destroyer is God. So when he destroys his children...
I think actually there's something in the scripture about that, isn't there? Didn't?
Right. So what you have to understand is we're actually bringing God's grace first, but we're also speeding judgment. So when we pray for our enemy, we're saying, God, it's not in our hands anymore. We want restoration to the body of believers. We want them to have the grace to bring them back because we're sinners too. And God says, good, you're praying for them. I'll offer them grace, but if they don't accept it, I'm bringing judgment real fast. So the boot of the suffering that we have under these globalists is going to be prolonged because we won't pray for them. So we shorten our suffering, we bring grace, and we speed judgment when they won't accept it. And that's why we do it.
Yep. And speaking of boot, it reminds me of the boot of Italy, the shape.
Right.
Two things I have to say about that. The interior minister of Italy basically is saying that Italians will have to surrender their homes to migrants. They find a guy who has a hotel, and he wouldn't let any of these delightful individuals in.
Delightful,
and
he's
facing jail time and all this stuff. Now, they're having a referendum, and the globalist prime minister is probably going to lose that referendum. That may be the trigger for our economic collapse, but that's coming up real soon in Italy. Right?
Why when we have Trump in the office, they're going to pull the chaos economic card.
To a planner for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Welcome back, Tim. So your latest analysis of what's going on, I mentioned in the first hour when we had our Carepar University discussion that the chances are really, really high that Trump is going to be facing economic earthquakes and tsunamis in the first year of his administration.
Well, the globalists are messing with him at all kind of levels. There's still, the media is still telling lies. They've got this recount, and I want to talk about that in a minute. I've got analysis on that. I think there will be a crash. But you know what? Adolf Hitler, when he went into power, and by the way, he's no hero of mine. He's a monster, and I'm sure he has a very special place in hell. But Adolf Hitler came into power. Germany was the poor man of Europe. And in about 2 years, he turned it around, and Germany became the economic powerhouse of Europe once again. And that can happen in the United States. I believe that Donald Trump can certainly do a far better job than Adolf Hitler did. So what other they throw at us, I think Donald Trump can fix and throw back at him. Now, let's talk about this attempt to recount everything. And by the way, it's run into some problems, to say the least. Pennsylvania's Jill Stein missed the recount deadline. She's trying to get a judge to order it anyway.
What's her purpose? She's no snowball's chance in hell of actually changing the election. She's trying to
Hold on. It's not 100%. That's not 100% certain. I just don't think it will work. Let me go ahead and read my notes.
Well, she's got 1% of the vote.
She's a front man. She's a front man for the globalists and Clinton.
Exactly.
And that's as obvious as your nose on your face.
Right.
I mean, you know. But okay, here's my very brief analysis. I now believe that it is unlikely that the globalist Clinton-Stein strategy to steal the election will succeed. Even with massive bribes to the right officials, they will be hard-pressed to get the job done. And if they do screw up the election weeks after the people voted, and somehow by massive bribery manage to steal the election, the results will be total chaos. And perhaps even something like a civil war or military coup. Now, here's the thing. I think what she's trying to do, there are three possibilities. One is just to discredit him, to weaken him going into his administration. Second, if they could... I was a judge, election judge in Indiana on this recent election, and I've seen all the things you have to sign, and I've seen the seals and all this. It's kind of a joke, okay? The seals are either plastic with numbers on them or metal, and they're made in China or someplace. They can have whole new sets built. They're under lock and key, usually by the county. They lock the vote results up in a safe. Okay, so what does it take to break in that?
Here's something even simpler. Tim, how about this scenario, which I think is the simplest? And I've read about this, and I think I agree this is the most likely. Yes, they wanted to discredit, but it's meaning just to say, you know, he's not a legitimate president. Even though when Trump comes back and says that there's millions of people who voted illegally, Obama on video, and the governor of California talked about the motor voter rule, 2.8 million people just in California alone, out of roughly 40 million, are illegals that have a driver's license that are going to go to the voting booth. So the fact is, Trump is probably correct. The real issue here is not that. They're trying to delay the vote of the Electoral College and thinking that neither Trump Clinton will receive 270 votes if they can delay the Electoral College vote. That's the real center of this, which means they disavow the entire election and have to start all over again.
Scenario. Let's look at that scenario. If for some reason, and by the way, let's see, where was it in, not Pennsylvania, but one of the states,
right.
She had asked for a hand count, and the state rejected it, but they left it up to the county officials.
Right.
You have to remember, Hillary Clinton had $1.5 billion in her campaign fund. The globalists have infinite money. Okay.
They just print it.
So it. Huh?
Yeah. You know how that commercial? You know that said, "Do you know Morgan Stanley? How you know they?"
We're going into commercial. I got to finish this.
Yeah,
when we
please
come back.
Continue. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well. We don't have time, but as soon as we get back, there is a real danger, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's going to work.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. go to aptapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back, Tim. You know a lot of this electoral stuff. I'm worried that the delay might be used to actually kind of disavow the entire election, or to cause delays that actually cause things to trigger that haven't been triggered for over a century.
Here's how it can work. Okay, in one of the states, Jill Stein asked for a hand recount, and the state said no. She's going to appeal that, but the state left it up to the counties. So you're probably going to have some county officials go along with that and hand count the votes, which could delay it because they have to be turned in. The state votes have to be each electors have to meet in the capital of each state on December the 19th. If they somehow delay it, then it's up to the state whether they turn in the original vote and accept it, or whether they say, well, we can't turn it in yet, it's being recounted. Now, think about this. Hillary Clinton had about $1.5 billion in her budget.
With a B, right?
With a B. Serious beer and pizza money. Okay. Now, the globalists, who control the central reserve banks of almost every country on Earth, they have infinite money, in effect. Uh-oh. And this is live or die. Because remember, Trump, at first it was Brexit, then Trump, and now all Europe wants to break away from the EU and go after the globalists. Okay, now, so you have a county commissioner or county clerk or whoever's in charge in that county. Do we hand count or not? They can go to him and say, look, we want you to slow this down. We don't want you to be ready by November 19th. We want a hand count. He says, I can't do that. And he says, look, here's $5 million. I can't do it. Here's $10 million. He says, well, shit. I don't know. Here's 15. You can do it, can't you? Yes, sir. Now, they've got the money. They can do that. And if you think a lot of politicians wouldn't take the money, I got a bridge in Brooklyn I can sell you. Great deal. Great deal. Okay, now. So, however it plays out, you get one or more states, maybe three states, so there's not enough plurality of the votes supposedly to elect. So then it gets thrown into Congress. Okay? Now, the Constitution is clear what happens. The U.S. Supreme Court has no role. It's strictly Congress. Congress meets in joint session to count the votes. If it's messed up like that, then the Senate elects the vice president, and they have each senator has one vote, so there's 100 votes. It is possible, and it's been over 100 years, but it has happened before. You can have a president of one party and a vice president of another party. Okay, the Senate elects the vice president. The House of Representatives elects the president. Now, the District of Columbia, which has three Electoral College votes, they don't get a vote because they're not a state and they don't have congressmen. They only have a delegate. So only the states have votes. But it's not 340-some people that vote. There's not that many votes. There's 50 votes. The congressmen meet by states, and they cast their vote for the list of electors that are pledged to either Clinton or to Trump. And in theory, they could elect somebody else. Now, if a state, say, has 10 congressmen that vote for Clinton and 10 that vote for Trump, so it's tied, that state casts no vote, none. So then you're down to 49 votes, and it could be 48 votes, whatever. So the majority of the congressmen in a state, and all states have at least, I think it's at least two, one or two. No, I think maybe one has. In Nebraska or something has won. So so that determines. So you have 50 votes, but in a number of states, it could be there's only one or two vote difference. Now, again, I know that everybody thinks that our congressmen are beyond reproach and are very honest and far better Christians and Sunday school teachers.
Yeah, you're
and if you believe that, I got a real deal on a bridge in Brooklyn for you.
Yeah, now, or on the moon.
So, on the moon, whatever. Maybe the bridge is from Brooklyn to the moon. Yeah. But so they go to this Congress critter and say, look, we need your vote. I can't do that. I'm a Republican. I can't cross. I said, well, $10 million in your offshore account. They'll crucify me. 50, you know, how, 20, 25 million? Well, I guess I could come up. We'll give you a cover. Yeah, I'm opposed. The Russians, they did it, or Clinton stole or Trump stole something. Just deposit it to my account, you know.
They're blaming the Russians for this, which is like the Martians, too, and the Russians.
Martians and the Russians together. Right. And they was all involving that bridge from Brooklyn to the moon. Okay,
right.
Now, I don't think they're going to be able to pull that off. But I'll tell you, if they do, there'll be total chaos. And there'll be the people will vote, and it could literally go into civil war or a military coup. I don't think they can pull that scenario off.
No, and firstly,
I really
here's
don't.
Here's the barriers. Firstly, even if they were able to delay and remove the votes from the Electoral College from, say, Wisconsin and Michigan, they've already lost Pennsylvania. They're too late. So that they can't reduce enough votes.
Unless they get a judge to open it up.
Not going to happen.
And judges are attorneys, and I have to tell you, all attorneys are some of the most honest and God-fearing people.
Oh, yeah, I'm watching a show called Suits of Manhattan attorneys, and all of them at some point in their career are dirty.
No.
Including judges, judges and ethics professors at Harvard, according to the Suits, show, which
actually,
I think is
one of my nephews is an attorney, and he's a pretty good guy, but he's a senior bank attorney.
He's a realist, is what you're saying.
They can bribe people. They can bribe people, but I'll tell you, here's the reality of what happened on election. There was a landslide vote for Donald Trump, and they stole all the votes they could possibly steal. They think they stole at least five states, by the way. They stole all the votes they could steal.
You're talking about the Democrats.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Clinton people, the globalists behind them.
Yeah.
But they still didn't get the job done. And if they try to force it weeks after the election, it's going to even be worse. People know who they voted for. And
right.
When you had situations where Hillary was flying in for a big rally and there were maybe 300 people there, or her husband, the former president, Bill Clinton, and had 40, 45 people at a rally, or her vice presidential running mate, they had 30 people at one rally. They had canceled the next day. His security detail was probably bigger than the yet Donald Trump, at the same time, At the same time, Donald Trump was flying around doing one, two, or three rallies a day and getting between 10, 20, 30,000 people each time. And his vice president running mate, Governor
Pence
of Indiana, Mike, was showing up and getting thousands and thousands of people. Now, that ought to tell you. And the mainstream media and the polls, which the globalists own, they were lying through their teeth. But most people figured that out. And if they think they can steal this with their money, and by the way, one of the Lady de Rothschild said that the Brit exit will be polished off, and Hillary will reign. Well, these people think that their money makes them God. You know, it ain't working out so well for
them. But you know, Tim, we talked about this in the first hour. India and a number of other countries are now moving to get rid of cash. We're basically a couple of baby
steps
away.
That's a globalist plan, and it's right out of the Bible, baby.
Exactly. Now, the fact is, it's in our Bible, so Catholics and Christians know that the mark of the beast is coming. We also know that
some of this... Right, you notice it's being started in India, which is... a heathen nation. I mean, we don't even call the Muslims heathens.
Right.
Christians, Jews, and Muslims worship a monotheist God and claim there's some
right.
connection, okay? Now,
yeah.
but Hindus, with their thousands of gods and goddesses, are clearly, by Christian definition, heathen.
Yeah, exactly.
And you notice they're introducing this in India.
Right.
And this literally will be the mark of the beast. And I mean, the Bible is very clear, you know. So we have a chance here. And I'm going to tell you, the American people have to stand up. We cannot just sit and watch the boob tube and sit back with a beer and, you know. We have to be proactive at this. We cannot allow this vermin, the globalists, to steal our election. We have to get Trump in.
Well,
we have to support him. We have to keep his feet to the fire. But I think the man is doing this for the right reasons. I have faith in him. He's not perfect. Hell, I'm not perfect. You're not perfect.
No, but you know, we can perfect him by two things: prayer, and number one, making the damn sure promises he made, he keeps to. And it doesn't have to be perfect. For example, when I hear stupid statements by the media that he's going to deport 11 million people, here's what I think is going to happen. First off, they should be deporting immediately, which is what Obama and Hillary should have done. These illegals should be going to prison, either here or in their home country, and if they won't take them here in the home country, put them in prison here. So they can't come back on the borders and kill someone like Kate Steinle. Number two, we got to make sure that when he talks about things like not hurting Clinton, that's going too far, Trump. You're not going to hurt here. You just need to keep yourself out of the power game of making promises that you're going to appoint a special prosecutor. That's up to Mr. Sessions, who you've appointed Attorney General. You should not interfere. Let him find out what he's going to find out. And if he finds on his research that she's guilty and the Clinton Foundation is guilty, they need to proceed so they don't have a two-tier justice system. And we can't just say, this is a political football, so we're not going to prosecute Hillary and let the witch off. No. No, she needs to be prosecuted, and so is Bill Clinton and Chelsea Clinton.
They need to go to prison for the rest of their life.
Right, well, that's the way it is, okay?
Well, Bethesda, you know, we've got this Pizzagate has got to come out. I mean, I want to tell you.
Let's talk about Pizzagate. Let's talk about Pizzagate.
Well, the fact that you have senior people who are literally Satan worshipers. You know, America.
You're talking about eating pizza on top of somebody's naked body and doing this ceremony of the you know, the sacrifice to fire to satanic gods,
well,
blood
and
semen.
And all this.
Yeah.
Look, America is still a Christian country, and a lot of people don't like politics, and for good reasons. And
right.
A lot of people really aren't that good at Christians, but they're still Christians.
Yeah, they're not great Christians, but they're Christians.
Need to wake up. When you've got people that are satanic at positions of power, they literally worship Satan, that's crossed the line. I mean, that crossed the big one. Mm-hmm. And that needs to be explained to people far more than it has, because mainstream media is trying to keep them in the dark. And this needs to come out in congressional hearings, and it needs to come out in trials. And to the extent that children were raped, and quite possibly also brutally murdered in rituals, that needs to come out. And anybody involved in that needs to either be sentenced to life in prison or death by firing squad or hanging or the method is. But they need to assume room temperature and be buried in a shallow grave, not in, in consecrated ground, because they're trash and they need to go to hell. And I want to tell you, these people that have molested little children, and then sometimes even killed them in a satanic ritual, we need to separate them from the human race. Not maybe, not kind of. I mean, and it is rumored that certainly Bill Clinton had sex with a 14-year-old down on that island in the Caribbean.
Well, that's one of probably many incidents.
Probably 40 times, but Hillary went down many times, and there's a rumor that there's a video of Hillary and Uma and an underage girl in bed together.
Mm-hmm.
There's another rumor that Bill Clinton had sex with a 5-year-old.
Oh my!
I hate to even say that. I mean, that's so damn disgusting. Let me tell you, normal human beings, one, do not want to have sex with children. Two, don't want to be engage in cannibalism. Fathers don't want to have sex with daughters. Brothers don't want to have sex with sisters.
Tim,
there's just some things that's ingrained in a taboo.
Tim,
and these people cross it because they're satanic.
Tim, there's a reason for it, okay? I'll get into a little specifics in terms of technicality. When you have sex with an underage child and you destroy innocence, you release what's called satanic ectoplasm. It's basically an astral sacrifice to demigods and Satan. So they don't just do it because they're sexually perverted. They do it because it's an astral sacrifice to the powers of darkness.
Well,
you follow me? It's a sacrifice.
You need to be separated from the human race.
Just like, for example, I have said, and I said this again, women have the right to be sterile, have a vow put in place. They don't have a right to abortion, period. Not with it. And they talk about the health of the mother. Even if a woman has cancer, if you remove the baby, the cancer is going to explode and kill them. I know.
That is
okay?
True.
So I'm going to tell you right now, when they have a tubal pregnancy, that's not a pregnancy. Unless we could somehow rescue the baby and put him in an artificial uterus or another woman. Now, the fact is that when they say, what about in the health of the mother, they can say, well, she'll be distressed by being pregnant because the husband is, let's say, a boyfriend.
Yeah, that's the back door you can drive a Mack truck through.
Exactly. So the point is, it's a great big lie. And when Hillary Clinton in that last debate tried to defend late-term abortion, which even abortionists don't support.
Up to 9 months.
Most abortionists.
Pulling a fully formed baby
do first
out and killing it.
Right. Even most first and second-term abortionists won't do late-term abortions at the moment of delivery. And they don't support it. So when Hillary does it
Hillary
in public
did,
and tried to say, how dare you take away our right to be able to kill babies, this woman is a full-force Satanist. And what I've heard is she gets off on what's called snuff events, basically satanic events, where they kill children on live satanic ceremonies and drink their blood and eat their organs, okay?
One of the artwork, and your viewers really should go to my site and do a Google search, Large Sterling Europe, you'll get there, is a picture of Hillary looking very very witchy. And at the top it says, "You promised me a win, Satan." And then at the bottom it says, "Don't tell me I ate all those babies for nothing."
Oh, no.
Satan
is a liar and a maker of a lie.
Yeah. They eat hearts of babies.
Mm.
Some of these people, see, most of us, we're not that sick. We're not that evil. It's not on our radar screen. Thank God.
Yeah, you got to understand, it's anti-human. The reason is, it's satanic. It's an astral sacrifice. That's why it even revolts the people that do it, but they do it against their own personal revulsion because they desire power and control and things, maybe life extension, who knows what. Like the 6 heart transplant for the...
they're still going to meet their maker sooner or later.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with 0 bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Live stream update, probably a short one, 15-20 minutes with Tim, and then we have one afterwards with Jim Fetzer, and he's got a lot of really scary, amazing, and weird kind of news, you know, like the adopted kids of Barack Obama, and I call Mike the Spike Tranny, which is, you know, the transgender that we call Michelle Obama.
And I carried that story, and Jeff Rintz had a link to quite a few different things. I put that on my blog, too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not 100% sure it's all true, but here's what I am.
Remember, as a doctor, I know the biometrics.
Definitively, we
know that
there's very little about Obama that we know factually.
No, I've actually got the pictures of the actual
who his
parents.
Daddy was, who his mommy was, where he was born, all that. We don't know factual. All we know is the BS that they told us. And we know enough to know that there's serious questions. For instance, little minor detail, every photo of Barack Obama through law school has been photoshopped. Now, there's a lot of photos for me growing up. You know, I'm sure everybody has photos. How many of those photos have been photoshopped?
I think he's the only person on Earth that has a Photoshop background.
So, well, that'll tell you there's something, and they got by with this.
Tim, see, this we only have a few minutes left, so I want you to kind of focus on where you think this is going, because I think in the next week things are really going to pop in terms of the trying to delay.
Oh, I think the globalists are running a plan B, and I think it will fail. I think Donald Trump will be, and we have to make sure the man keeps good security around him, because they will try to kill him. But I believe he will be sworn in as president. I think he'll be the best. Are one of the best presidents we've ever had in America.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
You got to remember, George Washington was pretty good. We've had several good presidents, but I think he'll be one of the best in history.
Yeah, I know that we've had comments by Jonathan Gray who talks about the idea that maybe it doesn't matter what happens in the election, that it's going to be, death and destruction. America is going to have the mark of the beast and forces on the world. Look, let me give you a counter to that argument. The counter is, I believe that God has given us grace with Donald Trump and Mike Pence, and they're pro-life.
Yes.
They're going to get rid of Roe versus Wade. They're going to strengthen the borders. They're going to bring back jobs. Now, Donald Trump's not perfect, but we're going to try to keep him perfect. We're going to stay in prayer and also maintain his feet to the fire. But what we have to understand is this is like the king of Nineveh that repented because of us, repenting and voting correctly, not voting for the wicked witch. And I got to put the feet to the fire to friends and relatives and other people who voted for Hillary Clinton because they couldn't stomach Donald Trump. You people got it wrong. We got it right. And that's a really serious thing, because how can you vote for an evil witch who, even by rumor, is involved with human sacrifice and supports partial birth abortion, even live on television, to like 100 million people right up to the moment of delivery? You can't support that if you call yourself a Christian. So, you know, people have to face the music here. That what we're facing right now with Jill Stein and Hillary Clinton trying to dispute it, they want to delegitimize his presidency. And if we don't have a legitimate Donald Trump presidency that actually brings America back to be a great Christian nation, that ultra vets, people that come from this nation from anywhere, including Russia, that doesn't have international standing to keep fair and free trade up, but fair and free, then America will decay to civil war, death and destruction, and irrelevance.
Well, we can't let that happen.
We can't let it happen, and I'm going
to
tell you,
get right
pray for
with God, folks. Pray.
Yeah. Remember, prayer brings grace first, and then judgment. So if you want to take care of things, pray for restoration, pray for Donald Trump to stay on task, pray for God to take care of things, and he will bring judgment when grace runs out.
Amen.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, Remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.